Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
We have an update to a recent story, and it does not surprise me what happened, but it's primarily due to the timing, I believe, and not so much the subject matter. So a lot of people sent me this, including Victoria, but it's a story by Eric Legata out of USA Today, and the New York inmates who claimed the lockdown was a religious violation during the eclipse will be able to see the eclipse. So there are prisoners who are in prison, and they said they wanted to watch the eclipse, presumably using safety glasses and so on. And they were told, no, there's going to be a lockdown during the eclipse. And so some of them filed a lawsuit saying, well, that's a violation of my religious beliefs. And the question is, of course, really? But I said, really what happens here, more importantly, is the timing of it. Because if you file a lawsuit, by the time it gets heard, the eclipse will be long gone. The sun and moon will have packed up their show and left. Where they go from here, I don't know. But they'll leave. So you need to have a resolution quickly. And so at the risk of having a court rule against you down the road and say you should have let them do that, you kind of got to go, well, we got to balance this. What's the harm of granting their request versus the harm of not granting their request? And it would be what we call irreparable harm, meaning that if the court had said, no, you cannot watch the eclipse, and we got to have a trial on this, and the trial comes back in their favor, what are you going to do? Rewind the universe and put the solar system back where it was and watch it again? So inmates at a New York prison who sued the State Corrections Department over a planned lockdown during the Monday total solar eclipse will be able to see the celestial event after all. Their lawsuit was filed in federal court recently in upstate New York, and it claimed that the lockdown, which would have prevented many of them from seeing the eclipse, constituted a violation of religious rights. And of course, depending on which way your windows face, I'm not sure what kind of windows you've got in prison, but you may have been able to watch it through the window. But for many, this eclipse is a moment of monumental religious significance that cannot be overlooked or dismissed out of hand, according to the lawsuit, which listed six plaintiffs of various religious faiths. Now, corrections officials agreed to permit the plaintiffs to view the eclipse in exchange for dismissing the lawsuit. So it sounds like those six get to watch it, but it's unclear about everybody else. It says here that the group of plaintiffs included a Baptist, a Muslim, a Seventh-day Adventist, two Santeria practitioners, and an atheist. So the original version of the story mentioned the atheist, but did not mention this other grab bag of faith. So we are pleased that in response to our lawsuit alleging religious discrimination, New York State has entered into a binding settlement agreement that will allow our six clients to view the solar eclipse in accordance with their sincerely held religious beliefs. That's one of the attorneys speaking in a statement to USA Today. New York has not experienced a total solar eclipse since 1925, but they're one of 13 states directly on this eclipse's path of totality. The astral event has been widely anticipated for months, if not years, and as a result is expected to draw a heavy influx of tourists and sky gazers to areas where totality will occur as the moon completely blocks the sun's disk. The rare celestial phenomenon not only includes uncharacteristic daytime darkness, but will reveal the sun's elusive outermost layer known as the corona. The hoopla surrounding the event prompted New York corrections officials to cancel or restrict visitation at about half of the department's facilities on the day of the eclipse. In a memo issued March 11th, the acting commissioner also announced the department would put a lockdown in place at all its facilities due to security concerns, because it would be kind of like the lights had been turned off briefly outdoors. Statewide prisons were to operate on a holiday schedule between 2 and 5 that day, which mandates that all inmates be confined to their housing units except for emergency situations. In response, six inmates at the Woodbourne Correctional Facility filed a lawsuit claiming the decision was unconstitutional. Now, before the lawsuit was filed, one person said the Corrections Department had begun the process of reviewing and considering requests for religious accommodations related to the impending eclipse. But the settlement was then reached Thursday once the plaintiffs were permitted to view the eclipse. So they were getting ready to work something out or whatever, and they said, okay, how about this? The six plaintiffs can view the eclipse, so no lawsuit. So the lawsuit came to an appropriate resolution. Now, one thing that may have started some of this was one of the named plaintiffs, who is an atheist, had received special permission last month to view the eclipse before the lockdown was announced. So apparently, he had gone to the people in charge and said, I would like to watch the eclipse for religious reasons. Can I? And they said, yes, you may. And then they said, oh, sorry, you're going to be locked down. We're going to rescind that. So apparently, that rescission of that permission is one of the things that drove the lawsuit. Prison officials ultimately denied permission to him and four other plaintiffs to be exempt from the lockdown, citing its own calendar that does not list the event as a holy day. So you might know that some calendars have got holidays mentioned. And it says, oh, this is a holiday, that's a holiday, this is a federal holiday, this is a bank holiday, whatever. But it did not list the eclipse as an official holiday. A sixth inmate said that he had asked but had never received a response. All plaintiffs claimed in the lawsuit the solar eclipse was deeply intertwined with the teachings of their respective religions. And again, I cannot speak for these religions. I do not know enough about them. I did mention in my last video, however, that someone saying they're an atheist, that does not mean that that is their religion. Okay? Now, I've done a little more research on this. I've discussed this with some of my friends. And the point is that many people who don't consider themselves religious at all will simply say, I'm an atheist, indicating that they have no religion. So if you ask them, what is your religion? They might just say, none, not applicable, right? However, apparently some people do consider atheism to be a form of a religion or it's a belief system. That's fine. I'm not getting into one or the other, but the simple point they're talking about here is whether or not people have these deeply held beliefs that relate to their religion. And they say they've got these beliefs, and that's why they want to view the eclipse. So the lawsuit argued these inmates are asking for the most human of things, to gather and celebrate something that is greater than themselves. Now, I can tell you that in the comment section below the video I did about this, I had a lot of people say, well, yeah, but you kind of gave up those rights when you became imprisoned, because presumably you're in there because you committed a crime. And once you do that, you know you're going to lose some rights. You're going to lose a lot of your rights. You're going to get locked up. You're going to lose a lot of your rights by being locked up. And so our courts have consistently held over the years that, yes, you're locked up and you've lost your freedom of movement, for instance, and a lot of your other rights, but you still have the right to worship. So again, we can argue all we want about whether or not we've ever heard of atheists saying that they worship an eclipse or that observing the eclipse is part of their worship service. However, the bigger issue really is, in my mind, the timing of it. So I've mentioned before that if you file a lawsuit, it's called a complaint, the other side files an answer, and you litigate, and you can litigate for a year or two before you get a resolution. However, there are times where you go to court and you say, I need something resolved right now. It's an emergency. It's an emergency. And you can think of situations like that. So imagine, for instance, I'll give you an example that's loosely based on something that actually happened in real life. But let's suppose there's a historic building. As a historic building, and there's fights breaking out over who owns it and whether or not it should be saved or knocked down. Okay? And so somebody comes up with the conclusion, says, you know something? I think I own it because I've got some paperwork to indicate that. And I'm going to knock it down and level the building, and we're going to sell this open, vacant piece of land and turn it into a parking lot. Somebody else comes along and says, you do not own that building because the true owner is over here. They never sold it to anybody. The person who purported to convey it to you wasn't even the true owner. And I say, that's too bad. I'm knocking the building down tomorrow. So you run to court to seek an injunction to stop me from knocking the building down, but you also file a lawsuit asking for the relief of, you want a court order saying that I don't own the building, someone else does, or at the very least, to resolve these issues and settle the matter before the building gets knocked down. Well, the building's being knocked down tomorrow. It doesn't do us any good if we get a ruling 6 months down the road that says, yeah, you know something? That guy doesn't own the building. Turns out he's not allowed to knock the building down. Building's already been knocked down. The horse has already left the barn. The bell has been rung. The cliche has been cliched. So a court, when asked to look at a temporary restraining order in a situation like this, and they're someone asking for very, very fast, expeditious relief, you can go into court and say, court's faced with a decision. Either don't let the building get knocked down tomorrow, or do let it get knocked down tomorrow. How much will it hurt the one side if you stop them from knocking the building down, versus how much will it hurt the side that if it gets knocked down, if they're right? And you realize that simply putting off the demolition of a building a couple days or a couple weeks is nowhere near the harm that's going to befall if the building gets knocked down and shouldn't have been. And so they actually talk about this like it's a mathematical equation. And you look at the cost-benefit analysis on both sides of it and ask yourself which way the equities go. And so in this situation, you get six inmates in a prison who said, it is our firmly, deeply held, sincere religious beliefs that we need to see this eclipse. And you look at that and go, okay, what's the harm of letting them see the eclipse? If it turns out that they shouldn't have seen the eclipse, what's the cost to the prison system? Versus what's the harm if we don't let them see the eclipse and they should have seen the eclipse? And you realize, well, you can't cure that side of it. You can't. You can't unwind this and go back and watch the eclipse. So I'm pretty certain that all the parties involved realized that if this went to court and a judge was asked, we need a ruling by Monday, that a court would probably have said, gee, I'd like to give you guys each 5 days to brief this, but we haven't got that kind of time. I mean, it's the weekend. How about this? Let them see the eclipse. I mean, seriously, letting six guys or gals, I think it's all guys though, watch the eclipse cannot be that big of a deal or that big of a cost to the prison system. Now, you might be saying, Steve, what if they'd filed this case 2 months ago? That's a different matter because they might have been able to have hearings in that time, or someone could come in and testify and go, here's the problem it's going to cause, here's the problem it's not going to cause, and so on and so forth. But then the bigger question, of course, is if these guys had filed this suit 2 months ago and gotten a ruling in their favor for the six people, how's everyone else in the prison going to go, wait, I got beliefs too. I want to see the eclipse. So it's interesting how this played out, but I'm certain that 99.9% of this result is the direct conclusion from having it be in this time crunch, with the lawsuit being contemplated on Thursday to be filed on Friday over something that happens on Monday during the day. So tough to do it any other way. Victoria and everybody else, thanks for sending it from USA Today. That's the version I just read. Eric Legato wrote it. New York inmates who claimed lockdown was a religious violation will be able to see the eclipse on Monday. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Every man has his follies, and often they are the more interesting thing he has got.